Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second, the right fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting third, the left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth, the catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim Merritt. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Merritt, and towards Chaney, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. One out. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is hit by the pitch. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz takes first base on ball four. Hart moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hart scores. Dietz moves to third. Lanier moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt bunts towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merritt for the out. Chaney moves to second. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Chaney moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rose. Hart reaches second base with a double. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field. Rose picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rose. Hart scores. Davenport moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dietz is walked intentionally. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chaney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-0 in the game. Merritt bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Chaney moves to second. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chaney scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tolan hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rose. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Rose steals second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez juggles the ball. That's an error on Perez. Bonds moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Hunt moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. McCovey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Giants. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Dietz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bench hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tolan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rose moves to second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. Rose moves to third. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rose scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. May reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. There goes Perez trying to get to home. Mays throws the ball into Lanier, who relays the ball to Dietz, who tags Perez, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 4-3, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Al Jackson now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bench is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport juggles the ball. That's an error on Davenport. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Helms moves to second. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Al Jackson. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Helms scores. There goes Chaney trying to get to third. Bonds throws the ball into Hunt, who relays the ball to Davenport, who tags Chaney for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Giants. Chico Ruiz pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruiz moves to second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Reds. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Chico Ruiz now playing left field. Clay Carroll now pitching. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dietz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll throws to second for one, and Chaney throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lanier moves to second. One out. Bob Berta pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a pop-up towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruiz. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Lanier scores. It's Reds, 7, Giants, 7. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 7. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Herbel now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bench bunts towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to third for the out. May moves to second. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-4 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Helms reaches second base with a double. May scores. Bench moves to third. It's 8-7, Reds. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Chaney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Don Mason pinch runs for Jim Davenport. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Dietz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 7. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.